The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chayros Dav Tezayin. We discussed Barichus in the previous shir the special character of Psulei HaMikdashim, and we were magdin that the reason why there isn't a regular concept of pidyon of chilul on Kedushas HaKorbanos, carbon you can't be paid there. Klei Shoris in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't be poida. Mi'ila, by the way, has the same thing. We'll learn Mi'ila Hashem Mizrachas Mi'ila Barichus, that anything that's used improperly is more v'yotza l'chulin. That's true on everything that belongs to everything that's the property of Hegdish. Chutz mi behema v'klei Shoris levad. Hakol ein moilin acha ein mi'ila acha mi'ila, because it already was yotza l'chulin. Chutz mi behema v'klei Shoris levad. The reason for that is because the kedusha of behema v'klei Shoris does not inherently stem from its definition as mois hegdish. It stems from its definition as miyuchid for a carbon. There's a secondary quality that because it's a carbon, it belongs to Hegdish. But the existential definition of Kedushas Karbonis is that it's inherently the Behema Kaitcha by his Hegdish. Not that there's a Behema, it happens to be the property of Hegdish. Let's try to be mamchish this difference a little bit, and we'll bring different examples how they come up in Gedolei Achronim. There's a sugi in Bava Kama Perek Meruba that talks about, in the context of Gneva, talks about being koina chefetz hanignav biyush yush v'shini rishus, and the question is asked l'gabi shini rishus, what would be, let's say the ganav would be able to be magdish the behema that he stole. Shimon steals a behema from Reuven. Let's say Shimon would be able to be magdish. The Gemara discusses the concept if there's yush, or even if he skip yush, but there's shini rishus. As soon as Shimon is magdish that behema, as soon as Shimon is magdish that behema, it has a shini rishus because it no longer belongs to Shimon. It's a karbon. And the Gemara says over there, no. Me koro tura de Reuven, hashta tura de Reuven. You magdish a behema. If the ganav can be magdish the behema doesn't change its status as belonging to the owner. It was a behema that belonged to Reuven. It's still a behema that belonged to Reuven. The fact that it's niskadish b'kedushas karbon doesn't change the ownership. And Rebar Chaber, in talking about that Gemara, B'Shem Reb Chaim, says that this, that we could say that a carbon is still under the same ownership, is still under the same jurisdiction, is only true when we're talking about a carbon. Masha'enkei's Mufurish, he brings that Mufurish Gemara, is that if you magdish something the Bedek Abayis, that's definitely called a Shinei Hashem. The reason for that is, the way Rebar Chaber says it, B'Shem Reb Chaim, is that Kedushas Domim, What a person does when he's magdish something is he gives it over to Beis HaMikdash. He gives it over financially. He makes, let's say, he has a house and he wants to be magdish the house. Today, a person would be magdish a house to a moisid, to a yeshiva, to an estate, to a tzedakah, to use lefira yisaneh. And then the concept was to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. He gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. What did he really do? He made the Beis HaMikdash, he made Hegdish, the Rishus HaHegdish, the Gizbar, the owner of the house. The Kedusha that's chal in it is an outgrowth of anything that financially is in the realm of Hegdish has Kedusha. You can't use it. Mila, so on and so forth. Kedushas HaKorbanos works the other way around. Kedushas HaKorban is inherently what a person does is he's magdish, he defines the chefetz as being miyuchid for a certain use. It's a carbon. It's a klisharis. The momo in hegdish is chal on it memelo. Now, it happens to me that the concept there arises that mi'ilo is not like an isra hano. It's not that the person is not allowed to be nene from orlo, klaya kerem, and so on and so forth. Masha'enkein, and the same thing is true, a person not allowed to use Hegdish. Hegdish is not an Israel, no. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing bad about it, there's nothing untouchable about it, but the concept is that when one uses something that belongs to Hegdish, one is being moil, one is, so to speak, stealing from Hegdish, he's taking away from Hegdish. There are rayas to this. One raya we'll just point out is that in regular Israel, no, there's a whole shaylin achroinim, is the shear by which a person is over on Israel, no, that's bashul, basul, bakolot. Is it a shear? Kizayis, the same way one is not allowed to eat a kizayis, one can't be nana from a kizayis, or Hano is a monetary concept. How much did you get? It's talin shavu pruta. That by Yisur Hano is not so poshut. Mashain came by Mi'ilo as doch dvar mufurashim, all over the Mishnah is that the shear of Mi'ilo is b'shavu pruta. What's the difference? The difference is the Mi'ilo is not a regular Yisur Hano. It's not because the item is untouchable because it belongs to Hegdish. Because it belongs to Hegdish, by being Mo'il, you're taking it away from Hegdish. It's theft from Hegdish. We'll get back to this, but that's in a nutshell. The question is, the fact that it's theft, that it's mom and hegdish, is that the nature of kedusha itself belongs to hegdish, or is that an outgrowth of a certain status that the chefid should be used is miyuchid, is on a higher level of kedusha, so it has to be used for certain special usages, and that memela creates that it's mom and hegdish. Like we just said, that is a chilik between kedusha sakobonois. Kedusha Saguf and Kedusha's Bedekabayis. Kedusha's Bedekabayis, the Etzem Kedusha, that existential Kedusha that exists in the Momen Hegdish, is that of Momen Hegdish. And Memela, if it's Momen Hegdish, it's Chalmet Kedusha. Whereas Kedusha's Akabonis works the other way. It's a carbon, it's sanctified, it's Kodesh Be'etzem, it's Kedusha Saguf. Memela, what's Chalmet is a Shem Mois Hegdish. Let's point out some more chiluk. We don't really have chilukim in halach lemaisa, obviously, because we're not living, unfortunately, in a world that has karbonos, mi'ilah, and so on and so forth. But we pointed out one nafkamina in lomdus, legabe shinu rishus. Let's point out another chiluk where Rabbi Seinu, the Ketzos and the Sivis, discussed this concept. There's a Mishnah in Krisus that talks about one of these Mishnais that puts together different Yisurim, Yesh, Oichel, Achila, Achas, V'chayev, he took a piece of meat that happens to be, it was Chelev, and it was Mugdoshin, and it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, he's over a lav on that, and he's over because it's Chelev, and he should also get Malkus because it's Yom Kippur, and so on. The Mishnah makes a whole list. And the Ktois, in Simchov Ches, asks a question, that L'chor, there's a major problem. The getting, one of the things that's discussed over there is on the list of things that a person could be over with one act of achilah is, like we said, it belongs to kachim. And one of the things that's discussed over there is that the guy ate the piece of meat while he was walking, he carried it to Shabbos. And the question is asked, if it's mavur that he's chayiv because it was hegdish, he's chayiv mi'ilo to pay. And he's also chayiv for Shabbos. What happened to Kam Leib D'Rabmine? Kam Leib D'Rabmine is a klal that whenever there's a chiyuv misa on an act, that act doesn't carry with it the double jeopardy of also having financial repercussions of having a din moment. If somebody throws a rock through somebody's window on Shabbos, the same act of chil Shabbos also breaks the window, he will not pay for the window. Why? Because since it's chayiv misa, or even if he doesn't get misa b'poil, but since it's an act that could be mechayiv misa, kom lei b'derabo minei, and he does not carry, the act does not carry with it the oinish of the lesser, which is the dinim omnis. Fractic tzoyis, l'chara, has to go together with chil Shabbos, together with mila. So the tzoyis goes off into a complicated cheshbon. Now, lest one thing, maybe mi'ila for some reason doesn't have kamleh d'ramineh, the Ktzois backs up his kasha by pointing out that Pesachim Choftes is talking about the same type of idea, where a person took a box of bran flakes, which is pure chametz. It happened to have been that it also belonged to Bedek HaBayis, and he ate the bran flakes because of the Dover Chomer of Chavi Krisus, of eating chametz on Pesach, he's potter on the Tashlumim of Mi'ilo. So that seals the kasha. That means that there's kalev d'ramine even when it comes to getting rid of chiyuv emi'ila. Says the Nesivis, also in Simchav Ches, lo kasha v'lo midi. Why? He says because the concept of mi'ila is gezel. Gezel is a moment of the gedin. That's why it has kalev d'ramine. But when is that true? He says the mi'ila of bedek habayis bran flakes is not a korban. We're talking about a box of chometz. A box of chometz is not, it doesn't have kedushas karbonis. What does it have? It has the monetary status of belonging to Hegdish. The mi'ilil, therefore, is a penalty, is an oinish of theft from Hegdish. It's an oinish of theft from Hegdish. So then me'ilil, it has kam lev d'ramine. Masha'en came, when we're talking about a piece of chelev ha-mukdash, we're talking about something which is part of a karbon itself, it has kedushas ha-karbonis. The Mi'ila over there, by definition, has nothing to do with the money. Me'ikar turi deruven, ma'ashen turi deruven. Kedushas Karbanis does not change the ownership of the chefetz itself. It's not owned by Hegdish. It has in it a yichud for Kedusha of Hegdish. In that case, the Mi'ila is a violation of the Kedusha. If the Mi'ila is a violation of the Kedusha, says in the Sivis, if the Mi'ila is a violation of the Kedusha, so then it's not a momenus digadin, does not have kam lebedir. I mean, it's more that Mi'ila is more of a kapara. He brings the same concept in Toysik Suvis, daflam legabi teshlume truma. Somebody ate truma, a Yisrael sha'ochal truma, even if it belonged to him, he still has to replace the truma, not because he stole, he didn't steal. You have a Kohen, and his only legal Yerush is his grandson from his daughter, who's a Yisrael. He's not even a Kohen. He Yashin the truma, but he's not allowed to eat it. If he eats it, he has to replace it. Obviously, it's not a Dine Momenis, because he owns it. The replacing it is a Kapora. Over there, says Taisus B'Shem, learns it up in Yerushalmi, there's no Kam Lev D'Ramini. Says, and see, if it's the same thing would be true, Mi'ilo of Kotche Aguv, whereas Kotche Bede Kapayis would have Kam Lev D'Ramini on Mi'ila. This is another example of the same idea. Now, it would seem clear that the Ktois, Rabbeinu HaKtois, does not hold of this Chilik, the way the Nesiva says it. The Chilik is pretty self-obvious, and Rabbi Chabel, we just said, pointed out the Gemara itself, Mekar Turi V'Ruvin, Hashta Turi V'Ruvin. So, what does the Ktois do? L'chayru, we would have to understand that the Ktois understands similar to what we said before. Both Mi'ilas are actually a result of violating the Momen Hegdish. But, the question is only if the chicken comes before the egg or the egg comes before the chicken. Does the Momen Hegdish create the Kedusha, create the status, the hands-off status of an Isra Ano? Or the Kedusha, the elevated status, which asks it to be used for Tashmish Yechulin, creates the Momen Hegdish status. But at the end of the day, both Bedek Abayis and Kochim Mizbech have the same status as belonging to Hegdish. Seems clear there are rayas that even Kochim Mizbech are considered Momen Hegdish. The point of Baruch Ber was, Belagabi, the act of changing it, are you changing the ownership? Or do we still see it as bets in the same domain? So it could be that the Ktois didn't totally dispute the notion of the Nesivis that there's a chilik between the two, but at the end of the day he holds that both types of Hegdish are the same thing. Let's add an even deeper level to the same idea. There's a discussion in the Seches Nedarim, the fourth parak, the fifth parak, there's a concept called koinomos. Koinom is a type of Isra Hano, and it seems to be an Isra Hano which is related to the concept of Hegdish. The Ran, a few places in the Nedarim, brings Shittas Rashi. We don't have Rashi in the Nedarim. The Ran brings the B'Shem Rashi. There's two types of koinomis. There's a koinom kloli, where a person asks up his possession to take a house. He puts a koinom on the house. L'gabi kol boi tevil. Kol yeshu tevil. It's also l'kuli alma. The halacha is over there. The koinom kloli is clear in the Gemara. The koinom kloli, like we said, is related to Hegdish. It has mi'ilo. If somebody violates that koinom status, it's mi'ilo. He's being moil by Hegdish. Different type of Hegdish, but it's Hegdish. Koinim proti means that Reuven assers his house be Isur Hanov koinim on Shimon. Levi's allowed to walk in and take a suntan. Shimon, if he walks in, is over an Isur. What's that Isur? Some Rishonim hold clearly that obviously it can't be related to Me'ila, because how could you have something that belongs to Hegdish? Or how could you have something that has a concept of hands-off for Shimon, not for Levi? So neither we understand. You could ask it up on one person, but if it's related to Hegdish, how could something be subjectively Hegdish? Either it is, or it ain't. Either it has a status of Hegdish, and in which case Levi would not allow to use it either. And if it doesn't have a status of Hegdish, then Shimon's allowed to walk in. If it's subjective, it's a koinim proti, L'chor has no shaks to me. Rashi L'maisa holds not that way. What's the pshat in such a thing? So the pshat has to be, I one time heard this b'shem, b'shmul Zovsky, the Ponovich, Rosh Hashiva, that the concept of Momen Hegdish is not an absolute monetary cheshbon. Momen Hegdish is just the way, when we talk about something being my momen, your momen, we're talking about that it's miyuchid for my teshmishim, miyuchid for your teshmishim. There's a concept that plays itself out in Choshen Mishpat called Bailus. The concept of Bailus in the realm of Kedusha is not a monetary, it's not a U.S. Treasury type of concept. What it is based on a yichud of Hegdish. If something has that it's miyuchid for tashmisha hegdish and you violate it by using it cavalierly, you use it for tashmisha chulin, so you violated its kedusha. That's also a certain taking it out of the realm of what it's supposed to be. So, if Reuven is magdish his house, he makes a kohenim on his house, legabishim, what he's saying is that there's a certain level of kedusha on this house that at least Shimon's not allowed to use it. It's hands off. If Shimon uses it, what he's done is he's violated that status. That's Mi'ila. The Momen Hegdish is not as when we talk about Mi'ila being Gezel, it doesn't mean that you've been Mafsid Hegdish. The Rabban Shalom doesn't have dollars and cents. He doesn't have a red and a black in his bank account. What the Rabban Shalom has is that certain things are Miyuchid only for Teshmisha Shamayim. By violating that status, what you've done is you've taken it out of the realm of being miyuchid. This is the truth of the matter is, that's not so different than the musig of, even though the Ran says in the beginning of Gittin, Ein isha mamoyne shobal, still there's certainly a concept of bailus, this kinyonim. That kinyon means that she's miyuchid for him. She's miyuchid only to be married, only to be married intimately to him. That itself is the moment. It's not a moment in the context, in the regular context of owning a car, owning a house, having money in the bank. The context is yichud, the sanctity of being miyuchid for a certain tashmish, to the exclusion of everything else. So that's what Momen Hegdish is. We'll bring another illustration of that. The sugi in Yevamos Daf Peches seems to say that Neid Echod is Nemon to say that something that used to belong to Hegdish went through Pidyon and now could be used by Chulin. And the Shmaitzer points out in the beginning of Shmaitzer Vov, Perek Beis, L'chayru, we're talking about being Moitzi for Mamon Hegdish. L'chayru, Hoitzos Mamon needs two Edim? No. Hoitzos Mamon in the context of Choshen Mishpat needs two Edim. Over here, what we're talking about is really a context of Issur. We're talking about that it's Miyuchid L'Tishmishe Gavoya. And it's Miyuchid to not be used in a cavalier way L'Hishtam Sheikhulin. One who violates that is Memela taking it away from the Yichud LaHegdish. So Memela, that's totally in one aid. That's not totally in two aid. It's not a Choshen Mishpat concept. Going back to what we're saying is that the moment of Momoin Hegdish and Kedusha are not really so different than each other because even the moment of Hegdish is not a regular Choshen Mishpat concept. The pshat is that it's miyuchid to be used l'tzorich gavoya, and then you have a behema with a kedusha that's chala is miyuchid as a behema of a carbon. Again, obviously there's a difference between the two, that's what we're pointing out, but the difference is not so far from each other. It's not a totally different context that this is a kachim de gamosik and this is a choshen mishpat, and that memela we understand that the ktsois comparing the two doesn't mean that he totally disagreed with the nesivis. That the French is the Ktois's way of defining the chiluk between the two obviously wasn't as sharp as the differentiation the Nesivis to Miyashiv the Ktois's kasha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.